Hello?
We need to tell
her. Oh, hi, Pablo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Who's this? Excuse me.
It's Tina from Local Splash.
Okay, let me put Ashley on the phone.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Ashley. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you? I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thanks. So I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Nope, nothing's going on with the card. We've just been supposed to be having a onboarding or some type of a meeting with you guys because we have expressed many times of the dissatisfaction of how you guys even put the website out there. We've asked for it to not even be online. We want it to look a certain way, certain things to come off there. We want us to be able to speak to you guys and let you know what we even expect from this website. We were not even supposed to be live yet. We've spoke with, what's her name? Honey? I think her name's Honey, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, we have a Honey here in customer service.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, and so she knows. We've spoke with her many times. So that's why. And
actually, even today, we got a text message from a vendor. That's all we get, vendors, trying to sell something to us.
And another issue is that when we were pitched this whole idea, we were told that our website was going to be unique to us. It is the same thing that every other one of your guys' clients' products look like, and that is not okay. It's not acceptable at all. And so we actually either are going to ask for a refund from the very beginning, or we need to figure something out immediately because we are not happy and we haven't been happy. And me telling you this is like the sixth time I've had to tell somebody this. And so I'm super irritated by it.
Okay. So I want to let you know that all I do is collect failed payments.
Okay.
So I didn't know the history of any of this until you just told me. You know what I mean?
I don't mean to treat the messenger here.
Yeah. So I appreciate that you told me. I can look into what's going on with the account, but what I can tell you is there's a note on here from Honey from December 30th, and it said that she tried to call you guys to inform you that we are unable to add the account they provided because it's a hybrid page. So I don't know what she's talking about there. And it's not a personal account. Is she talking about a website or is she talking about something else?
Oh, it's probably because they're trying to do the Facebook page off of my nonprofit page because I'm a survivor of domestic violence.
Oh, yeah, I wish she would have put Facebook, but she didn't put Facebook. She just said it's a hybrid. I'm like, what kind of page is she talking about? Okay,
well,
that makes sense.
And so that, because when we made this contract, when we made this agreement, I have to remain anonymous. My location, who I am, all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
So they had Nadine, is that what her name was? She
yes.
made an agreement with us that she would make sure that it went off of the nonprofit page or something that didn't tie directly to me. So my face was being seen there because I don't like, anybody to know exactly where I am. I don't know if you understand the circumstances of that, but that was made very, very clear. And so
that's okay. Don't worry about that because it looks like at some point they took the Facebook ads off anyway, and maybe that's because they couldn't get access to the page. I wouldn't really, I wouldn't worry about it, but what it does say is when they called you that day at 307-413-2751, they were unable to leave a message because the voicemail box was not set up. Then she called the 986-231-8677, still no answer, but left a message. So my concern is our call tracking number is going to the 2751 number, and if that ultimately goes to a mailbox not set up, that could be a missed opportunity because if a client calls and they hear that, they're probably going to just call the next guy. Yeah.
It's not supposed to come into that phone number anyway. Our phone number, we get text messages from this other phone number that's not the number that goes straight to the 2751 number. So that's not the issue we're talking about here. We shouldn't even be getting leads right now.
Okay.
Because nothing's been approved or signed off on.
Well, we don't anyway.
Yeah, well, I know, but as I'm saying, there shouldn't be an opportunity for a client to call us anyway, because we've never even said, okay, that looks good, let's go live. We've been supposed to have a meeting with you guys. We've requested for Nadine to call us back. We have done many things, and you guys, not you personally, but whoever is supposed to be doing what we're asking, even putting an email into IT or whatever to get...
Well, they did call you. Rena, she's our number one top-notch web developer that we have here. You spoke with Honey on 1224, and then she said she called on 1224 at 1:08 p.m. Pacific time, called client, but you guys asked for a call back after 2 hours as they're still busy. We'll be calling back after 3 p.m. Pacific time. She called you again, got no response, rescheduled the MySite interview for Thursday at 1 p.m.
Well, who she rescheduled that with?
Well, she rescheduled it because it says that when she called back, there was no response. So I don't know if...
Who she rescheduled this call with? Because she didn't reschedule it with us. My point is, this site is not supposed to be live, ma'am. It's not supposed to be.
It's not live, but that's what I'm saying. The website.
So what are we paying for then?
So in the terms and conditions that you guys acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 26th. And
yeah, but
in
not
order to prevent that charge.
Not
well, you hear me out for a minute. In order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel.
Well,
so right now.
None of this stuff was even supposed to be in effect yet. That's my issue is that because the ties have never connected in any which way that we've asked for them to be connected to in order for anything to follow through. And that's the thing that's very frustrating. Nadine told us that she would work with us personally if she needed to. She promised all these from the moon and back, and we have yet to see even any confirmation of what somebody says that they were going to do. Just as simple as taking the primary color paint can photo off of this website. Like, that's the first thing somebody sees when they come to the website. And it's
so
cheesy as hell,
Ashley,
and it looks like every other planner.
I want to let you know that when we launch a site, which in your case, it's not launched because they're waiting on that appointment that, you know, every time they call, they get a mailbox that's not set up or you guys are busy and it gets rescheduled. But in any case, the website, if it did launch initially, it's not up right now, and that's per your request, okay? But when we do launch a website, we always will put one together as fast as we can, throw some stock photos up there because our objective is to get it up and running as quickly as possible. But everything on the site is customizable and it's free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So it's our hope and our dream that, you know, once we do the initial page with just the stock photos just to get it up and running, that we would have proactive clients like you and Pablo that would actually say, hey, we want that paint picture taken down. We want our own content. Hey, can you switch up the logo? Because honestly, the more proactive you are with the account, the better results that you'll get, right? So, but I have to tell you, there are certain customers that say, no, we don't want to do anything with it. We hired you guys and you put it together and we don't care. And that's fine too. If they want, you know, something with stock photos, we can do it. But
we don't have the same thing that the next guy down the road's website looks like either, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And that's why, that's why everything on there is customizable. And that's why, you know, and you don't even have to make an appointment to do it. You could do it directly through the dashboard. There's a page where you can upload photos. You can change the description. You can rearrange the photos. So you can do a certain number of revisions even on your own. And I can show you how to do that, okay? But
right.
I do wanted to let you know, just to answer your question, when you're like, oh, what are we paying you for? You're paying for the optimization to get elevated design and remodeling on the first page of Google, okay? So a website in and of itself never would bring anybody a client, okay? So let's say that all you paid us, and we charge $400 up front to do a website, and then if someone just wants the site, it's $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So let's say that you hired us just to build the website. that website would never bring a new client unless it's getting exposure, right? So that's what we specialize in. We specialize in making sure that you're being found front and center in a spotlight position on the first page, okay? So,
but we were told that ours was going to all be special, and it was, you know, if we didn't like something, we could make a change. Da, da, da.
Yes, like, but when we tried to follow up, we had our top web developer follow up on numerous attempts, and it said that she called and got, you know, a call back in 2 hours. She called back in 2 hours. No one was available. She rescheduled it for another day. No one was available. I mean, it looks like she tried on numerous attempts. So, you know, in the voice verification recording that we have on file, we also have, you know, every customer agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. So, you know, life happens. You guys are business owners. You're out in the field. Yeah.
You're on my phone because I'm a victim of identity theft. And so I have specifically asked, if somebody calls me, if I don't answer, tell them to text me because then it will come through. And then I know, and I have specifically stated that many times. Pablo works about 20 hours a day. So if you're trying to call his phone, there's a very good chance that you're not going to get him on the line. That's why they're supposed to call me. If I do not answer, they're supposed to send me a text message and saying that they are trying to call me. And she
okay.
knows that.
Okay. So, question. I'm just going to ask because again, all I do is the failed payments and I'm just learning all of this now. I see that she tried both numbers, but I just want to make sure I have all my ducks in a row. Is the 986-231-8677, that's your line, right?
That's my number. Yeah, but it will get found out if you guys are calling. Yeah, because my phone number doesn't recognize the number, and I'm sure you guys are calling from 800, and it comes through randomly automated. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, please, if somebody's trying to call me and I don't answer, send a text message so I know who you are, and then I can call you back.
Okay.
I can, you know, allow my phone to allow the call to come through. But that's what
we could do one step. Yeah, no, I get it.
A lot of precautions in place.
Okay, I got it. So, here's what I can do because, they can't do any type of programming, revisions, updates, anything to an account while it's in a past due status. Unfortunately, because, you know, it's after the fact. So we'd have to get.
We're not paying for it either, so until it's all, we've already paid for it initially. So until we are happy with a product, we're not paying another dime.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's between you and your business and your credit because right now it's just past due for $149, but on February 26th, it reoccurs to $298 and it continues to do so until this settles. So what I was trying to offer you, Ashley, and hear me out for a second, okay, because I think you guys will like this resolution, is I can't – if you guys called us before, you know, January 26th, I mean, it actually says 3 business days before, but even if you called before it was past due, I would have been able to push that billing out or put a service credit on here. There are certain things I could have done. But now that it's past due, I can't. But what I could do, and you don't have to do this today, okay? But once the payment's up to speed, I could put next month on a service credit so you would get next month for free, which means you would be paid in full all the way until March 26th. Now, you guys are still on a month-to-month subscription, and I'm confident that come March 26th, you're going to be so thrilled with the results that you're going to want to continue with it because nobody cancels on profit. But I also will tell
Can you hold a second? I got another phone call. Don't hang up.
Yes. Yeah, I'll wait for you. No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.